PatriotsRelief.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this terrific Tuesday, December 9th edition. Again, if you would like the screenshot, phone number, address for you to be able to get a hold of Stacy and Carlene over there at Dr. Gary's chiropractic office, just text me laser. Of course, you have my phone number stored in your phone as Trucker Randy, 231-360-5140. Just text me, store me in your phone, laser, LASER, and I'll send you the information so you can get a hold of them. You remember the budget. The House Republicans with Speaker Matt Hall went through every single bureaucratic department and agency in the state of Michigan, trying to find ways to make cuts to the budget. The reason for it is that they were, number one, trying to lower the overall cost of the budget for the state government, and they wanted to come up with a permanent, long-term road funding formula. They had to figure out a way to come up with the formula to fix our roads. Part of that budget process was what they were arguing over, along with transparency on earmarks and other things that they were negotiating back and forth between the Republicans, the Democrats, the governor. It was a very drawn out, slow process, and as a result, they missed the deadline of midnight on September 30th. We didn't have a new budget for fiscal year 2026. So what they did is basically tried to emulate Washington and pass what was, in my opinion, unconstitutional, a continuing resolution. Passed a temporary stopgap, $20 billion temporary budget to keep essential services up and running while they finished the negotiation on the budget. Well, part of this long-term road funding plan was $420 million in new revenue. Where were they going to come up with this new taxes, this new revenue? Well, they looked at marijuana. Remember, we passed it and became a legalized marijuana state for recreational use? Well, they felt the taxes that was done on marijuana via that ballot proposal allowed a little loophole for them to be able to add an excise wholesale tax that was not part of the original deal. Well, a Michigan Court of Claims judge yesterday denied a preliminary injunction that would have blocked the implementation of the 24% wholesale tax on marijuana. Judge Saima Patel said the case over whether the tax the legislature and the governor created to raise $420 million for roads counter to a voter initiative that created legalized marijuana back in 2018. and ruled that this still needs to be ruled on. However, the arguments that a Harrison Township marijuana cultivator made that marijuana can only be taxed through the law passed by the voters via the 2018 ballot proposal. Well, those arguments were not persuasive enough for the judge to stop implementation of the new tax in its tracks. That's what they were asking for, an immediate injunction. In generating the new 24% wholesale tax, the legislature opted not to amend the Michigan Regulation and Taxation Marijuana Act that was created via the voters of the state of Michigan, Proposal 1, back in 2018. That activity would have required three-quarter supermajority support in both the House and the Senate. But right now, you can't get a supermajority three-quarters of the House and the Senate basically to agree to anything. That's why we have somewhat of a quasi-gridlock situation in Lansing. Quasi because the Republicans control the House, 58-52. Democrats control the Senate by one seat, 19-18. Basically, you're not going to get those chambers to agree to 75% supermajority basically on anything. Well, instead, what the legislature did is they passed the tax through the Comprehensive Road Funding Tax Act. The tax was able to be created with a simple majority vote doing it that way. Well, in the judge's 28-page order, Patel ruled that the industry, the actual act itself, Michigan Regulation Taxation Marijuana Act, isn't the only way marijuana can be taxed in Michigan. However, she went on to say that that doesn't mean the legislature is entirely free and clear to do whatever they want. So what did the judge do? She didn't grant the immediate preliminary injunction to stop it. What she did do, though, was schedule a conference for January the 13th, over a month from now. Also, January 13th, is 13 days after the tax is set to begin on January 1st. Overall, it's projected that this will generate $420 million per year to go toward the $1.8 billion road funding deal. That, of course, was House Bill 4951, passed in the House, the Senate, and was sent to the governor for signature back in October. That was part of the new budget deal. Well, there was others that also filed separate lawsuits challenging this new wholesale tax. The Michigan Cannabis Industry Association, as well as a private Harrison Township-based holistic research group. Those two cases were actually combined. Well, during November arguments, the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association's attorney compared the adoption of House Bill 4951 to basically the adopt and amend tactics that lawmakers used back in 2018 to both adopt and then alter the minimum wage and the tip credit ballot proposal. Basically saying Proposal 1 back in 2018, which legalized recreational marijuana, that was voted on by the people. The Constitution of the state of Michigan was amended. The ability to tax it, very simply, was cast in stone when we amended the Constitution. Now, after it's adopted, they want to basically amend it. Well, back in the day, I believe that case was settled in 2019 or 2020, the beginning of 2020, I forget. But the Michigan Supreme Court, it went all the way to our Michigan Supreme Court. They ruled that what the Republicans did in adopting and then amending the ballot proposals was unconstitutional. You can't do that. They did say you could do it the next legislative session. You can adopt it this legislative session, and then when you go into the next legislative session, you can amend it. But they didn't do that. They adopted it and immediately amended it. And the Supreme Court said, no, 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 you can't do that. Well, if that's what they ruled, then this is not the adopt and amend tactic. Because the legalization of recreational marijuana took place in 2018's election by the passage of Proposal 1. What they just did was amend it in October of 2025. Not only is this not the next legislative session, this is three legislative sessions later, 7 years later. So I don't necessarily agree with their arguments. Well, neither did the judge. Lastly, the Attorney General's office, who's representing the Department of Treasury, who will benefit from this new wholesale tax, argued that the plaintiffs couldn't carry their burden to overcome the presumption of constitutionality, which means they needed to prove to the judge what the legislature did and the governor signed into law was unconstitutional. And basically, they did not prove that. So at this stage, January 1st, New Year's Day, those of you who consume recreational marijuana, you're going to pay an increased 24% excise tax. Now, this is not at the retail level. This is going to be at the wholesale level. What does that mean to you? Well, basically, the growers, the cultivators that produce the crops will be charging the distributors, the retailers, a 24% wholesale tax of what they sell them, the marijuana, at wholesale. So it's at a much lower price than the retail price. If you process it through a calculator and you look at probably the flow through taxes of it, you're probably going to see about a 10%, 12% increase. I would say roughly about half will be passed on to the consumer. Well, you can take solace in just knowing that, guess what? The increased price of your marijuana is going toward fixing the roads that it travels on getting to the store. That's a way you can justify it. See, folks, you can always justify taxes. Just depends on what perspective you're coming from. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, continuing on with what's going on in Lansing, because basically today, tomorrow, and Thursday is going to be their last legislative day sessions of this year. One of the things that you are looking at is the process of wrapping up this year's activities. Well, one of the things that happened was at the beginning of the year. Here we are at the end of the year. Well, at the beginning of the legislative year, there were 9 bills that the previous speaker, Democrat Joe Tate, did not send to the governor's office for signature into law. New House Speaker came into the Speaker's office, and there they were, sitting on the desk. Well, Matt Hall looked at them, even though they had passed in the House and the Senate, both the Democratic-led chambers, they never got sent to the governor for signature. Well, Matt Hall says, I want to clear my desk. He stacked up the 9 bills and put them in his bottom right drawer. Never sent them to the governor for signing. Well, that ticked off the Democrat Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, so much, she sued Matt Hall to force him to forward the bills to the governor. Well, the Republican-led House and its clerk have asked the Michigan Supreme Court to hear an appeal of a lower court's ruling ordering them to forward the 9 bills that was passed in last year's lame duck session to the governor for signing. House Speaker Matt Hall has refused to forward the bills, even after Court of Claims Judge Simon Patel ruled the bills should be presented to the governor. However, the judge did not specifically order Hall to do it. That decision was February 27th of this year. Well, in October, a divided Michigan Court of Appeals panel held that the House has a clear constitutional duty to present the bills to Whitmer. And the panel directed the Judge Patel to issue an order compelling the 103rd House Legislative Speaker to present the bills that were passed by the 102nd Legislature to the governor for signing. Well, Lansing attorney Kyle Asher, Dykema Gossett, wrote in the House appeal application, now going to the Michigan Supreme Court, the Court of Appeals broke new ground in Michigan's jurisprudence in several ways. It opened the door for Michigan courts to referee internal disputes over legislative processes between the houses of the legislature. It brushed past the House separation of powers concerns with respect to the judiciary's compelling legislative action in this case. What does that mean? The courts can't tell the legislature what to do when it comes to their internal disputes. Sorry, this is a fight between two brothers. You don't get to adjudicate or use the court system to tell the two brothers how to stop fighting. Sorry, it's not in our Constitution. Interesting. The attorney went on to say this is the first ever written complaint against the Michigan legislature. It has never happened in the state's history. What's at stake? House Bills 4177, 4665, 6667, House Bill 4900, 4901, House Bill 5817 and 18, as well as House Bill 6058 of 2024. I did not take the time to research and look up those nine bills. I could, if I had time, go to mivotes.org, put in the House bill numbers, and see what the synopsis paragraph had to say about each one. All I know is, evidently, Matt Hall and the Republicans don't want these nine bills turned into laws. Or he would forward the bills to the governor for signing. Evidently, they've looked at the bills and said, no, don't like that one. Nope, don't like this one. Nope, 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 nope. Nine times not liking what they're seeing. Now, there's a short synopsis paragraph real quickly. These bills would allow correction officers to join the state's retirement system, lift the caps on how much money public employers can spend on workers' health care benefits, help raise money for the Detroit Historical Museum, and create new protections for debtors going through bankruptcy. Well, the filing basically is in direct response to Matt Hall's argument. The 103rd legislature has no duty and is not responsible to conclude the business of the 102nd legislative session. Well, the case is moving forward, going to the Michigan Supreme Court, and we'll see what they decide. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smoke.